And now taking a look at sports here this morning on KJN. A game you heard here last night on KJN. Oklahoma dodged a late rally to pull out a gritty win in the inside bowl. Blake Bell ran for his third touchdown in the closing seconds, and the number 19 Sooners survived a late rally to close out a difficult season with a 31-14 victory over Iowa in the inside bowl last night. Oklahoma didn't get a particularly great game from quarterback Landry Jones and wasn't effective on the ground either. Once considered national title contenders, the Sooners held off the gritty Hawkeyes, capping a painful year that started with the death of linebacker Austin Box in the offseason. Jones threw for just 161 yards with a touchdown and an interception, and Bell put the game away with a 21-yard touchdown run with 45 seconds left. Iowa fell to 7-6 on the season, and early in the game they dropped into a 21-0. Well, not early in the game, started the fourth quarter. They were in a 21-0 hole before rallying behind two touchdown passes behind James Vandenberg. Vandenberg overcame an early interception to throw for 216 yards, but did end up with two interceptions in the game, while the Hawkeyes rushed for just 76 yards to end a school record three-game bowl winning streak. So despite the 31-14 score, really not a whole lot of offense accumulated in that inside bowl game last night. And also a scary moment towards the end of the game. A camera hanging from a wire over Sun Devil Stadium fell onto the field at the inside bowl. The camera, which provided overhead shots for ESPN, fell Friday night when the wire it was attached to appeared to snap with 2 minutes and 22 seconds left in the game between Oklahoma and Iowa. The camera bounced off the field around the 20-yard line on the south end and narrowly missed Iowa receiver Marvin McNutt, a junior who got tangled in the wire after the camera hit the turf. McNutt wasn't injured, and the camera had to be dragged off the field, causing a delay of about 5 minutes. The 19th-ranked Sooners went on to beat the Hawkeyes 31-14. Also in college football yesterday, another in-state squad in action, and Chaz Dodd hit Brandon Coleman for an 86-yard touchdown pass late in the fourth quarter, and Juwan Jameson ran for two scores to lead Rutgers over Iowa State 27-13 in the Pinstripe Bowl at Yankee Stadium on Friday. The Scarlet Knights ran their bowl winning streak to 5 and improved to 2-0 this season at Yankee Stadium, where they beat Army last month. Rutgers, which played in one bowl game before 2005, is 5-1 in the postseason under coach Greg Schiano. The Cyclones finished the season at 6-7 and on a three-game losing streak. Their last win came on November 18th in Ames when they pulled off the biggest upset of the college football season against number 2-ranked Oklahoma State. And that night, Jared Barnett threw for 376 yards. But in this game, Barnett was shaken up early in the ball game and had a slow start with just 2-7 with a fumble early in the game. And he was pulled for Steele Jantz, who relieved Barnett in the second quarter and helped pull the Cyclones within 20-13 in the fourth quarter on Jeff Woody's 20-yard touchdown run with 10 minutes left. But the Cyclones couldn't overcome three turnovers and a lack of consistent offense to be in contention in that ballgame as Rutgers pulls off the 27-13 win. In the Armed Services Bowl, Riley Nelson hurriedly led BYU on the line with a call from the sideline to spike the ball and stop the clock. Instead, Nelson faked the spike and then threw his third touchdown pass to Cody Hoffman with 11 seconds left to give the Cougars a 24-21 victory over Tulsa in the Armed Forces Bowl in another 10-win season. And that's a play that Coach Bronco Mendenhall said that they have when they're on red alert, and he called on his own, which is a fake spike, and then you throw a touchdown, or you better throw a touchdown, he said. To have a quarterback in that situation fake spike it on his own and throw a touchdown and be on the same page with the receiver, it's kind of magic the guys that I get to coach, he said. The Cougars wrapped up their season of independence by winning 10 games for the fifth time in Mendenhall's 7 years. They won 9 of their last 10 games after consecutive losses in September. BYU needed 12 plays to go 48 yards on its last drive as Nelson converted a 4th-and-9 with a 14-yard scramble and later ran 8 yards on a 3rd-and-5 to keep that winning drive alive. In other college football news, Vic Ballard ran for a career-high 180 yards and 2 touchdowns to lead Mississippi State over Wake Forest 23-17 in the Music City Bowl, the Bulldogs' 5th straight bowl victory as well, and the second consecutive under Coach Dan Mullen. The Bulldogs capped a season that started with high expectations by winning consecutive bowls for only the second time in school history and first since 1999 and 2000. Ballard's TDs were the longest in the Bulldogs' 14 bowl games. Mississippi State overcame 4 turnovers thanks to 6 sacks, its highest total since piling up 7 in a win over Florida in 2000. Wake Forest snapped a two-game bowl winning streak. The Demon Deacons of the ACC have now lost both bowls against the SEC and finished the season having lost five of their last six games and finished 6-7. The Bulldogs capped off the season at 7-6. In college basketball news, the Friday night, the Iowa Hawkeye women's basketball team made 12 three-pointers and defeated Northwestern 86-55 in the Big Ten opener on Mediacom Court inside Carver Hawkeye Arena. Iowa trailed 13-12 8 minutes into the first half, and senior Camille Wallin nailed a three-pointer from the top of the key that gave the Hawkeyes the lead and ignited a furious run. Soon after Wallin's three-pointer, Jamie Prenti stole a Northwestern pass, threw a deep outlet pass to Wallin, who then pulled back and found a trailing Prenti for a deep triple that gave the Hawkeyes a 19-15 lead with 9:52 left in the first half. Prenti led the Hawkeyes with 20 points, 8 assists, and 3 steals. The Hawkeyes now travel to Columbus, Ohio to face unbeaten Ohio State Monday afternoon. Tip-off for that one is scheduled for 11 o'clock Central time here locally, and will be televised on the Big Ten Network. And Iowa State's Chelsea Poppins notched her second straight double-double with 19 points and 13 rebounds, and the Cyclones stifled Buffalo to just 14 second-half points en route to a 65-45 victory Friday night in Hilton Coliseum. Iowa State improves to 9-2 on the year, and the win clinched the Cyclone Challenge Tournament title. Iowa State is now 31-0 in regular season-hosted tournaments under Bill Finley. The win was the 600th victory in Iowa State women's basketball program history. Poppins had another monster game and earned the Cyclone Challenge MVP honors. And Lauren Mansfield finished the game with 10 points and handed out a season-high 9 assists. Hallie Christofferson was also named to the all-tournament team. She had 10 points and 6 rebounds on the evening. The Cyclones forced 21 turnovers and held the Bulls to just 28% shooting in the second half. They'll open up Big 12 play on Wednesday at Oklahoma with a 7 o'clock tip-off. In the NBA last night, it was Indiana 98-91 over Cleveland. Orlando topped Charlotte 100-79, Boston over Detroit 96-85, Atlanta beat New Jersey 105-98, Memphis 113-93 over Houston, it was Miami 103-101 over Minnesota, Phoenix topped New Orleans 93-78, it was Dallas over Toronto 99-86, Milwaukee 102-81 over Washington, Utah topped Philadelphia 102-99, and Chicago beat the Clippers 114-101. In the NHL last night, it was Washington defeating Buffalo 3-1. Ottawa tops the Calgary Flames 4-3. The Rangers beat the Florida Panthers by a score of 4-1. It was Nashville 2-1 over St. Louis, and the Blackhawks got a 3-2 victory over the Detroit Red Wings. In top 25 college basketball, Duke, the 7th-ranked team in the country, beat Western Michigan 110-70. Missouri survived a scare from Old Dominion, and the number 8th-ranked team in the country won 75-68. Murray State, the 20th-ranked team in the country, beat Eastern Illinois 73-40. It was number 23 Virginia over Towson 57-50, and number 25 San Diego State 94-43 over Redlands. And in top 25 women's college basketball, number 1-ranked Baylor defeated Mississippi Valley State 93-55. Number 3 Notre Dame beat Mercer 128-42, and number 8 Duke was a 65-54 winner over Temple. And also a note for you from college wrestling action, as well as the Iowa wrestling team had junior Matt McDonough earn his second Midlands title in 3 years to help the Hawkeyes win the tournament for a record 22nd team title at the 49th annual Ken Craft Midlands Championship. McDonough pinned 8-seeded Jared Garnett of Virginia Tech in the 125-pound finals, and Iowa piled up 152 points. 46.5 more than tournament host Northwestern. Oklahoma finished in third, Virginia Tech fourth, and Edinburgh the top five. Hawkeyes finished the 49th annual Ken Craft Midlands Championship with 11 place winners and a combined 60-26 record. The top-ranked Hawkeyes return to the mat on Friday as they'll be at Indiana. That's a look at the latest sports here this hour on KJN Sports, brought to you this morning by Insurance Services in Elkhorn. I'm Chris Parks, KJN Sports.